If you notice, we're keeping things moving in this Mass because we have some special things to do right at the end of Mass. So I'll preach short, but that means I can't pull any punches. So in our gospel today, Jesus is acting very different than other ethical teachers. An ethical teacher, maybe someone that writes a best-selling ethics book, can give examples to help you see what's right and what's wrong. And so an ethical teacher appeals to your intellect, helping you to see what the moral law means, helping you to discern things with your conscience. And this is good and necessary, but it can also give us the impression that we are the final arbiters of what's right and wrong. Because if we're not convinced by a teacher's argument, if we don't see that something is really wrong, then we don't think that we're sinning if we ignore that rule. If our teacher doesn't convince us, then and we don't think we're bound by it. We don't consider ourselves to be morally bound by everything our ethical teacher says, just what they convince us of. But Jesus is different. Jesus doesn't just appeal to our intellect. He doesn't just give arguments in favor of his ethical interpretation. Instead, in our gospel, Jesus is acting as a lawgiver, a lawgiver. He's giving moral commands. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, "You shall not kill." But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. You have heard that it was said, "You shall not commit adultery." But I say to you, everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. So Jesus is quoting the old law. He's quoting the Ten Commandments. And then he's saying, but I say to you something further. He's not just interpreting the law. He's giving a new law on his own authority. And Jesus's moral commands do bind our conscience. Whether we understand his commands or not, we're bound by it. Jesus doesn't just give arguments about right and wrong. He speaks with authority, an authority that we are bound to obey. And the Pharisees listening to the Sermon on the Mount are struck by this very point. It says that they were astonished by his teaching, for he taught as one having authority and not like the scribes who just make arguments about the proper interpretation of the law. Brothers and sisters, do we treat Jesus as just an ethical teacher, as a wise man? Or do we treat him as a divine lawgiver? Do we just listen to what he says and ponder it and accept it if it makes sense to us and then ignore it if it doesn't make sense? Or do we acknowledge that Jesus has the authority of God, that his word binds us? Do we let his commands form our conscience? Jesus forbids this, therefore, if I do this, I am sinning. Do we take Jesus' words as mere advice, or do we take his words as law? It takes humility to accept Jesus as a divine lawgiver. It takes humility to accept that Jesus gave his teaching authority to his church. And it is also certainly true that Jesus wants us to come to understand his commands and see why they must be true and see how they lead to our happiness. He wants us to know the goodness of his commands, not simply follow them blindly. But first, we must have the humility to accept them and obey them simply on the authority of God, not just because we think they make sense to us. Brothers and sisters, let us not be proud before God, but let us humbly accept his moral commands.